Publishing is notorious for literary politics and sometimes real politics. Former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark has this new and very critical book about the Bush administration's battle against al-Qaeda. It's been in the news a lot this last week. Because Mr. Clark is writing about his work with classified material, he had to submit his manuscript for clearance by the White House. Here's Slate writer Brendan Koerner with an explainer.
Richard Clark claims that he could have published his book, Against All Enemies, back in December, if not for the White House's security review process. But that process is not unusual. Any government employee granted access to classified intelligence data must first sign a non-disclosure agreement for what's known as Sensitive Compartmented Information, or SCI for short. The agreement typically requires the employee to submit for review any writing, including a work of fiction, that relates to SCI. The review process is intended solely to prevent the release of classified information to the public. In Clark's case, the bulk of his book's review was probably done by the National Security Council, for whom he worked. An ex-CIA officer, on the other hand, would have her book vetted by CIA, an FBI agent's book by the FBI, and so on. Clark's manuscript was likely read by the NSC's classification officers, who are charged with ruling which informational tidbits qualify as classified. Since the review process is pretty subjective, an author can appeal any recommended deletions. The best way to win such an appeal is to find proof that the information has already appeared in the public record somewhere else. But the classification officer and his colleagues still have the final say. Some authors have claimed that the reviewers recommend absurdly lengthy deletions in order to frustrate the publication of critical books. If a former government employee violates his non-disclosure agreement by failing to submit a book for pre-publication review, the Treasury Department can seize all proceeds from the book's sale. This precedent was set in a 1980 Supreme Court decision involving former CIA operative Frank Snepp, who refused to submit his Vietnam expose Decent Interval to the agency. The court ruled 6-3 against Snepp, ordering him to hand over all royalties and future gains from Decent Interval. Nearly two decades later, Snepp recounted his legal tussle with the CIA in another book, Irreparable Harm.
Brendan Koerner writes the Explainer column for Slate. He's a contributor to the new Slate anthology, The Explainer.